Hachette Audio presents Lethal White, written by Robert Galbraith, read by Robert Glenister. Prologue. Happiness, dear Rebecca, means first and foremost the calm, joyous sense of innocence. Henrik Ibsen, Rosmersholm. If only the swans would swim side by side on the dark green lake, this picture might turn out to be the crowning achievement of the wedding photographer's career. He was loath to change the couple's position because the soft light beneath the canopy of trees was turning the bride, with her loose red-gold curls, into a pre-Raphaelite angel and emphasizing the chiseled cheekbones of her husband. He couldn't remember when he had last been commissioned to photograph so handsome a couple. There was no need for tactful tricks with the new Mr. and Mrs. Matthew Cunliffe, no need to angle the lady so that rolls of back fat were hidden. She was, if anything, fractionally too slender, but that would photograph well. No need to suggest the groom try one with your mouth closed, because Mr. Cunliffe's teeth were straight and white. The only thing that needed concealing, and it could be retouched out of the final pictures, was the ugly scar running down the bride's forearm, purple and livid, with the puncture marks of stitches still visible. She had been wearing a rubber and stockinette brace when the photographer arrived at her parents' house that morning. It had given him quite a start when she had removed it for the photographs. He had even wondered whether she had made a botched attempt to kill herself before the wedding, because he had seen it all. You did, after 20 years in the game. I was assaulted, Mrs. Cunliffe, or Robin Ellicott as she had been 2 hours ago, had said. The photographer was...